Everybody.
Dr. Dreisinger, good to see you. Okay, 115. All right, we're up to the next Tulsus in the Mishnah, okay? And let's see where we left off. We're up to the next Tulsus on Sadi Tessimid Beis. And Arvid Sofen, good to see you, Dr. Dreisinger. Let's see the second Tisus, okay? Mishnah says, are you with me? Okay, you with me? Let's go. It says, Arvei Psochem is minchas lo yochol adam atche techshach. So this Tisus is going to discuss, as Hashem will see, what exactly can't you eat? It's interesting, and the Mishnah doesn't tell you exactly what you can't eat, right? So we're up to the second Tisus. So Arya, go ahead. Why don't you read inside?
Okay.
Period. Okay, so what does Tisus point out here? Tisus points out a little bit tricky how to read it, but Binyamin, he says that it doesn't make a difference about daven here. Even if you've davened, let's say you daven mincha gedola, like I said to Jake and Yosef in Seder. Even if you've daven mincha gedola, you still cannot eat. And you still cannot eat after 3 o'clock. This is not a function of eating before davening. I mentioned a few guys in Seder, of Shechter Shlita that doesn't eat dinner before Meirv. He never eats, Shmuel, good to see you. He never eats, he has to give a shir at night. When he comes home, he'll have dinner. He won't have dinner before Lamaisi Davin's Meirv. Okay? That's how do we do that? Many times in yeshiva, if you have a minyan kavua, many poskim say it's okay. So since we have a set minyan in Meirv and yeshiva at 10 p.m., we have dinner. Most of you guys have dinner right after the college courses. Okay? So therefore, that's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because you have a minyan kavua. But Rav Shach is a gadol ador, so he has a chumrah. He has a personal chumrah. One of the gadol ador, he doesn't do that. But what Tosus is saying is that this din in our Mishnah of not eating samach lemincha 3 o'clock on Erev Shabbos is not a function of not davening. Even if you daven mincha gedol already, lemaisa, you still can't eat after 3 o'clock. Okay. Everyone got that? So what I say is tricky, a little bit tricky how to read. It says, Lo yochol adam perish afilu hispalel. Even if you've davened, umishum matzah. And the reason is because of matzah. The reason why you can't eat is solely because of matzah. It's not because you haven't davened. Because even if you have davened, the din still applies. And then he says, Kedamrinin b'gemara. What's Kedamrinin b'gemara? Kedamrinin b'gemara shows you the makor and shas where you're not allowed to what? Where you're not allowed to eat before you've davened. Okay? We have a set minyan. We, Bliya and her, we daven minyan. We daven mincha when? After shir. So how do you have lunch in the break? Because we have a minyan kavua. But if you never have a minyan kavua, every day you're davening different times, right? Then you cannot eat really before what? Before davening. And the theory being because your eating will lead you to what? Forget to daven, God forbid. You might fall asleep. You eat so much. And therefore, that's why the theory is you should not eat. Now we know, I think I mentioned it to you in the beginning of the year, eating before Shacharis, the Rambam says, in this Yeraisa, right? Lo sochol al adam. The Rambam has a stunning chiddush in the Perish Mishnayis, that if you eat before Shacharis, it's mamish in this Yeraisa. Now before Minchin Meirv is the Rabbanan, because you might forget the Davin. But before Davin, you're never supposed to eat, okay? Don't ask me there are people eat. I don't, maybe because they're not feeling well. If you're not feeling well, maybe there's a bit of a heter. The only thing you're allowed to eat before davening, or I shouldn't say eat, is drink. Water, black coffee, or tea, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe argues, he says you got black coffee with milk and sugar in it, and tea with sugar. Rav Moshe allows that. But nothing more than that. You can't have orange juice, you can't have ginger ale, you can't have, you know, fancy stuff. It's a serious thing, diuresa. I mean, even the Rabbanans are serious, but that's an important thing. So Tosa's pointing out from the very beginning of this Tosis, this din in our Mishnah, Shmuel, of not what? Of not eating before 3, not eating after 3 o'clock in Erev Pesach has nothing to do with what? Nothing to do with davening. Okay? Even if you've davened Mincha Gedolah, the din still applies. So the Kedamrinin is going on showing you where the din in Shas is that what? are ye? That you can't eat before davening. That's not germane to here, Tice is saying. Okay? All right, go ahead. Oh, what's vim tomar mean? What's vim tomar mean? Vim tomar is akasha, right? We don't translate it literally. Vim tomar, Tice akasha. Ma yocha. What is the substance you're not allowed to eat? The Mishnah is absent. The Mishnah doesn't tell you, Shmuel, what not to eat. Yes? Go ahead. Wow. He says, if it's matzah that you can't eat from three on, that's not true. Why is it not true? Because you can't eat matzah the whole day. From 6 a.m. in the morning, you can't eat matzah the whole day. The Yushalmi has a famous principle. It says in the Gemara, but in the times of the Mishnayos, they used to have, what are the two stages of marriage? Kedushin dash Erusin are the same thing, where she's ushered every husband in the world, and then they had a 12-month gap to have Nisuin. Why do they have a 12-month gap? And this just says in Ksubas Anun Zayin Amar Aleph, why do they have a 12-month gap, Ariel? To give time for the woman to get her jewelry ready, and to give the man time to get money for the suda. They would have 12 months, mamish. During that time, is the chassan allowed to be with his kala? According to most Rishonim, it's the Rabbanan. The Ravid claims the Nisidi Raisa. Shidu Mevetzah quotes a Ravid that says the Nisidi Raisa. It's a collector's item, that Ravid. Shidu Mevetzah and Ksuba Zayinim Beis quotes B'Shem the Ravid. But the bottom line is, what do you do 12 months later? What's it called? Nisuin dash chuppah. What do? Five things you do. You go under the chuppah with your kala. You have a yichud. You go in yichud room with the ram. You bring her into your rishus like the ram. You do a bedekin. Like Taisa says in Yud Gimel and Beis. He quotes Yushami. Taisa says in Yuma. And you also eat the meal and have sheva brachas with her at the wedding. There are five shittas in Shulchan the two are what Nisuin is. But that allows the chassan to be with the kala. Now, how do we commemorate that gap nowadays that we don't do that? How do we commemorate? We do the Kiddush and the Suin the same day at the wedding. We read the Ksuba. Rashi writes in the Tshuva, you read the Ksuba. So I want you to know that. That's how you commemorate the gap. We commemorate the gap, that's why we read the Ksuba. And if the rabbi wants to give a drasha at the wedding, he should give it then, not at the end of the chuppah. Should be right then after the reading of the Ksuba, because you want to commemorate a gap. So you see that there's a dira bol arusasa bebeis chamo. So you see, if it's Tama Matzah, the guy couldn't wait. He has beer with his kala in his father-in-law's house. So too, you can't wait for what? You can't wait to eat the matzah the Seder night? You're not allowed to eat it the whole day. So it cannot be referring to matzah. It cannot be referring to matzah. Okay? It cannot be referring to matzah. Now, go ahead. And if it's talking about mini targima, what the Rashbam says, it means fruit or meat. There's different shitas what mini targima is, but let's assume like that, like the Rashbam now, that it's fruit or meat. What does it say in the Gemara? You're allowed to what? You're allowed to eat them even after three. So Tosis is perplexed. What is the topic of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to eat? Is it what? Is it matzah? Well, matzah is usted all day. If it's mini targima, you can even eat that after three. So he's perplexed. Mimonafshach. What is your soul? What is the topic at hand? What is the topic at hand? That is Tosis Kasha. Okay? Now, let's get this in depth even more. The Marsha I gave you, let's get it down. The Marsha I gave you asks, why didn't Tosis answer simply, like the Gemara says earlier in Pesachim and Memo Mar Aleph, what does it say? That goyim, that bake matzah, shaloli shma, you're not yotzei b'nei cholasa. Because you have to eat matzah as baked lishma. Only Jews can do that, not goyim. B'tzeiko shal nachrim shenefu shaloli shma, you're not yotzei b'nei cholasa. So maybe that's what you can what? Eat until three. But after three, maybe you can't eat that. Maybe that's the topic at hand. And who gives that answer? The Meiri, the Talmidei Harashba, B'Shem Rabbeinu Usher, and the Rabbeinu Manoah that I gave you. the Rabbeinu Manoach in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. They all say that answer to me. Iri the Tamidah Arash Rishim Rabbeinu Asher, the Rabbeinu Manoach. They say, you know what the topic of the Mishnah is? Betzeko Shel Nakrim. You can eat those till 3. After 3, it's Asher. Plus the fact, so that's number one answer, yes? Shmuel, that's what the Marashah is bothered by. Why didn't Tosis give that answer? And we're buttressing it, we're strengthening it by saying there are Rishonim that gave that answer. Which Rishonim? The Meiri, Tamid HaRash, Rishim, Rabin Asher, Rabin HaManoach, they all gave that answer, Bench, right? Mm-hmm. So it's strengthening the Kasha, the Marashah. And I'll give you another answer. The Tosis Rid says, Efsher, what's Efsher mean? It's possible. Maybe the Bavli is cholik on this Yushalmi. This famous Yushalmi. That if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like bol arusasa v'beis chama. Bol means you have beer with her. With your arusa in the house. Maybe the Bavli disagrees with the Yushalmi. Maybe the Bavli disagrees with the Yushalmi. And if the Bavli disagrees with the Yushalmi, maybe what it's talking about is what? No. Maybe what it's talking about is what?
Matzah.
Regular matzah.
This isn't the
regular matzah.
This isn't Mishnah.
What'd you say?
It's a
I understand that's the Yushalmi's pshat in the Mishnah, but maybe the Bavli pshat in the Mishnah is different, are you? There's Yushalmi Gemara and there's the Bavli Gemara. The Yushalmi's Gemara, the approach is what? Bola or Sosabes Chamov. The Bavli's approach is, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. And I hold you can eat Shmura matzah on Pesach morning. Maybe the whole Bavli disagrees with you, Yushalmi. And who says that? The Tosfos Rid. So we've come up with already two answers on our own. The Marashah is so bothered by why didn't Tosfos give that first answer? Yes? Betzeko Shonach. Ariel, you got me?
Yep.
So what does the Marashah say? Sok the Marashah. The Marashah says, I don't like the answer. I cannot say Betzerka Shonachri. Why? Because it has Tam Matzah. It has Tam Matzah as I pad my mask. It has Tam Matzah. It has Tam Matzah. And I'm not supposed to have Tam Matzah. I'm not supposed to have Tam Matzah in Erev Pesach. It's not like Matzah Shira, which we're going to get to. What's Matzah Shira? Rich man's bread. Matzah Shira is like egg matzahs. Now, I want to be a little bit clear about that Matzah Shira. The Rambam says the Matzah Shira is made of what? Yayin, Devash, Kalav, or Shemin. One of those four. I want you to get it down. We classically call Matzah Shira egg matzah. The Rambam holds that egg matzah is not Matzah Shira. Rambam holds you can eat egg matzahs at the Seder, are you? And you could be Yotze. But normally we assume egg matzah is Matzah Shira. But the Rambam says it's not. But what Tosfos is going to answer, we're going to see it inside Aryeh, is that what topic are we talking about? Matzah Shira. So Matzah Shira doesn't have the taste of regular matzah. You know it tastes a little different. You know that. Tastes much different. So that's no problem to eat an Erev Pesach till 3. But Betzeko Shel Nachri, that has Tam Matzah. That I can't have. That's what the Marashah says. But what did it say in the Gemara that on the Seder night I can what? I can fill up my belly with what? Matzahs of a goy.
Right.
Just as long as you have afikomen at the end, it was baked by a Jew. Lishma. But I'm going to watch myself because at that suit I'm watching myself, I'm not going to be totally fully satiated. You follow me? I'm not going to eat so much that I won't be able to eat. In other words, I'll be careful not to eat to my heart's desire. Which we'll see when we get to the next Tosis, okay? But I'm going to be careful to eat, fill up my stomach, but I won't eat up to my heart's desire. What I'm saying is that according to the Marashah, what's the reason why I can't have regular matzah? Shmura matzah on Erev Pesach? Because it has the taste. It has the betzeichuch shenachri, has the taste. Now, why is that I can't have the taste? Why can't I have the taste in Erev Pesach? I can give you two svaras. What's the two svaras? Ariel, number one, I want to eat it, let's say, of them. Number two, I want to make it hecker and unique that it's what? I want to make it unique that it's special for the Seder. So I don't want to have it on what? Erev Pesach. I don't want to have that taste. And you know what else it might be? It also might be that you couldn't wait. That taste you're only supposed to have when? At the time of the Seder. Not on Erev Pesach. See, the Marsha doesn't say, doesn't Masber what he means by saying Tom. Why did Tosis not give the answer of Beseko Shonachrim? Because it has the Tom. What's wrong with having the Tom in Erev Pesach? Either because I want to have it with Teyavon, and if I already had the taste in Erev Pesach, I don't have the what desire. Yes? That's one Svara. Another Svara, maybe it takes away the uniqueness if I've had it the day before. Yes? If I've had it the day, morning and afternoon of before the Seder, takes away from the uniqueness that the Rambam writes. It has to be unique, the Rambam says. And also, maybe it's also rash, that you couldn't be patient. There's an issur of being what? There's an issur of being patient. There's an issur of not being patient and waiting. So, you understand what I just said? So that would be Masber, Jake, I think, why you could fill up your belly during the Seder. Because the bottom line is, there's no issur for me to eat matzah on Pesach itself, is there? Once I've started the Seder, there's no issur for me, Benj, to have regular matzah, right? There is no issur. So fill up your belly. Just make sure you leave room in that so you can eat the afikoman. You follow me? See, the issur is to eat it early. You understand? To show a lack of patience. That's why I think in the Seder itself setting, it's okay. So I want to go over this Nakuda again. Guys, let's get this. Okay, Nachamo. From the start. What is the topic in our Mishnah Lo Yochal? The Mishnah doesn't say. Tosfos says, well, you know what? Maybe it's matzah. Matzah, shmur matzah is also the whole day. Bola resusa beis chamav. From 6 a.m. in the morning. Maybe it's mini targima. What do you mean? Basar and Paris is mutter even after 3. So which one is it? So read Arya, read the answer of Tosfos, Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar, the Ayri matzah shir. The low also be a shalmi element matzah re'uya latzeis pal, klavaso the okla kodem zman. Ala matzah shira shari. V'chein ayin noa gravitam.
Beautiful. So what's the answer? The answer is matzah shira. And Rabbeinu Tam would eat matzah shira up until 3 o'clock. That was his minute. So matzah shira is what the topic is. So what does the Marsha ask on Tosfos? Why didn't Tosfos give an answer of what? B'tzeiko shol nachrim on daf mem, where you can fill up your belly as long as you eat afikoman at the end of the Seder. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? And who gives that answer? Which was shown him give that answer? The Meiri, the Shem who? The Shmiri and the Talmud of Rashi, Shem Rabbeinu Asher, Rabbeinu Manoach, and the Tosfos Rid. It's a great kasha. And what is the other answer that Tosfos Rid gives? What's the topic?
That is called a Yerushalmi.
Yeah, it's cholik on Yerushalmi, and what's it talking about? Really, your shmura matzah. Yeah. You shouldn't eat shmura matzah before 3. That's the second answer. So the Marsha says, why didn't Tosfos give that answer? B'seiko shonachri. So what does he say? Because B'seiko shonachri has tam. The tam of the matzah you can eat at the Seder. That's why it's usher to eat it when? That's why it's usher to eat it in Erev Pesach. That's why it's usher to eat it in Erev Pesach. Whereas matzah shira doesn't have the tam. So we have to add in. But the Gemara said on Daf Mem, what can you do at the Seder? You can even eat the Pitzeko Shonachrim. Why is that? Why is that? So, Lamaisa, there's no chash in that Suda, you're going to be careful and eat to your heart's desire. So that's why we allow it. But the bottom line is, don't you need Tam Matzah? So what's the answer? When he said Tam Matzah, what did he mean by saying Tam Matzah? You can't have the Tam Matzah in the early day. In the Erev Pesach, you can't have the Tam Matzah. That's what he meant to say. You have to be patient with it. Or you have to show that it's unique and special, your eating of the Shmura Matzah at Pesach. And if you ate Erev Pesach, it wouldn't be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? See, what I'm bothered by is during the Seder, though, before you ate the Shmura Matzah, you're eating the Betzeich HaShol Nachrim. Isn't that a problem? So what I'm saying to you is, no, it's on Pesach proper. The issur is having the Tam Matzah on Erev Pesach, showing that you weren't patient, or showing that it wasn't special nikar to you. As long as you didn't have it in Erev Pesach, that's showing that it's nikar. I am having it at the Seder. That doesn't bother me, you have to say. Or lamaisa, you have to make sure you eat it, what, l'teyavon? And you want to eat it l'teyavon, so you won't eat so much that you'll be able to still eat it l'teyavon. Okay? Aryeh, you got that? I want you to get those three nakudas, okay? What'd you say? So it comes out according to the Marsha. Let's get it. Comes out according to the Marsha. It's usher to eat an Erev Pesach. Matzah is baked shalol lishma. It's usher to eat an Erev Pesach. Matzah that was baked shalol lishma. It's plain and simple. It is usher. Okay? And the Maram Chalva and then Tesamanov says the same thing. Not everyone agrees though. The Meiri and Rabbeinu Manoach and the Piskerit say it's mutter to eat Shmura Matzah and Erev Pesach. I want you to get it. It's mutter to eat Shmura Matzah. I'm sorry, non-Shmura Matzah. Again, non-Shmura Matzah, are you allowed to eat an Erev Pesach? The Marsha says no. Comes out from the Marsha, you're not allowed to. And that's backed up by the Maram Chalava. And the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Piskerit say it's mutter to eat non-Shmura and Erev Pesach. That's what you see from this whole Cheshbon of the Marsha. Okay? The Marsha will say that it is what is completely usher to have non-shmura matzah on Erev Pesach.
Who says it's mutter?
Who says it's mutter? The Piskarid. The Meiri and the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Piskarid. Meiri, Rabbeinu Manoach and the Piskarid say it's mutter. Okay? So that leads us to the Rambam. Let's get it. The Rambam says in the Choschometzo Matzah Perek Vavot Lach Yud Beis, that it is usher, the chamim asher you to eat matzah and erev pesach kedesh yeh nikar lachlaso be'erev. In order to eating at night would be nikar. What does the word nikar mean? Beds, let's get it down. What does the word nikar mean?
It's like recognized.
Should be nikar recognized. So the Vilna Gaon says, I want you to get this. Every type of matzah is asher and erev pesach. Matzah brai. You know what matzah brai is? Cooked matzah. Egg matzah, matzah ashira, cooked is all usher to eat. And for sure it's usher to eat non-shmura. All of that will be usher, no doubt.
Vilna Gaon
says, according to the Rambam, everything will be usher. You want it to be nicker and special, you better not touch any of this stuff in Erev Pesach. Non-shmura, cooked, matzah shira, what'd you say?
Seemingly going against right what we have in our Tosos, in the Gemara.
Why is it against that?
We just said we can have matzah shira on Erev Pesach.
So he doesn't give Tosos answer. What answer is he going to give? You tell me. He'll give one of the other two. Either what? He won't, can't give it Teresh or Nachri because we just said all types of matzah are off limits. So what's he going to say? What do you think he's going to say? What are you left with?
Heyro.
So we'll have to see what the Ram learns upshot in the Mishnah.
Can
what do you think? What's left? It's not matzah shira.
He can't say mina and targima though.
What'd you say?
You can't say like the meaning.
Because the Gemara says that.
Right.
The Gemara says that.
So what?
So Benj is asking, great. According to Rambam, you asser everything. The Rambam assers everything. The Chum assered Matzaner of Pesach in order that it's a hecker. So you can't eat anything L'maisa. So how did the Rambam what? How did the Rambam learn Pshat L'maisa in the Mishnah? How did the Rambam learn Pshat in the Mishnah? You can't eat Matzah Shira, right? Rambam says you can't have matzah ashira. So according to the Rambam, what are you supposed to eat? It's good kasha. So the Mishnah Melech quotes B'Shem the Chumas Arivash. He was asked, when it's usher to eat on Erev Pesach matzah, is it shmur matzah or any type of matzah? He said it's any type of matzah. And what's the raya? The raya is from the Yushami, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh fasted on Erev Pesach because it's usher to eat chametz and matzah. So it's a raya in matzah shena shmura zasser. And some say you're yotze b'dieved with non shmura. So maybe that's the reason why it's usher, which is a big chiddush. We usually say shmura is always ma'akev. So the Rivash says that matzah ashira is muteris. So if matzah ashira is muteris, the Mishnah Machas, why did Rebbe fast? Let him eat matzah ashira. Right? The Rambam we said is usher to eat matzah ashira. Why didn't he eat basar or yirakos? So maybe he didn't eat it because it would have damaged him. Maybe he didn't eat because it would have damaged him. He couldn't eat that much, maybe. And therefore, he was choshish to what? It would damage or maybe it would come to svia. So basically, what I want to bring out is if you say like the Rambam, right? If you say like the Rambam, and the Rambam basically says that everything is going to be usher because you need everything to be unique. So Benj is asking a great kasha lamaisa, right? The reason why the chum masered is there should be a hecker. So then what is going to be what? What is going to shot in the Mishnah? What is the pshat in the Mishnah? It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. So let's hold on that. Okay? So we got this clore? Yes, go ahead, Ariel.
I just want to make sure I have the Rambam on the comments of matzah.
Yes. Rambam says that you're eating on the matzah and the Seder has to be nikar. That is what? That is considered to be for the sake of what? For the sake of matzah, the mitzvah of matzah. In order to do that, the Chum Aser eating all types of matzah on Erev Pesach. Cooked, matzah shira, the whole deal. Non-shmura, everything is Aser. To create that scenario. And the Rivash was asked, is it mutter to have non-shmura on Erev Pesach? He said, it's all Aser. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh fasted on Erev Pesach because it's Aser Yichametz. It's Aser Yichametz, L'maisa. Right? It's Aser Yichametz at like 10 a.m., Asher eat chametz or matzah, and therefore lemaisa it's a raya the matzah shein shmurah is asher. And the Rivash said the reason why could be that non shmurah maybe be able to yotza with, so you can't eat something that you can be yotza with on erev Pesach. But whatever it is, the Rivash says the matzah shir is takam uteris. But why did Rebbe fast? Why didn't he eat matzah shir? Well, maybe because the Rambam says it's asher. Why didn't he eat basar or yirakos? Because maybe it would have damaged him, or would have he would have gotten too full with it. But the bottom line is that Ben's asking a great kasha. According to the Ram, that everything is usher, what are you left with? How many answers do we have so far? How many answers do we have so far that what could be the topic of the mission? We had three. It's either matzah shira,
betzekos
shanachri, or regular matzah. Because the Bible argues on the Yushalmi. Regular shmura matzah could be no problem. Just you can't eat it past three. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
I still don't understand. I talked a little bit later and like I kind of understood, but I just want to know what you think of. Isn't the right, the Gemara clearly say that Mali is Kriso? How can you say that he has a tail once he's Mali is
Kriso? So that's just Mali Kriso is not fully. It just you know, you just fill up because you have an empty stomach in there because you don't eat much. Doesn't mean stuff your stuff to the gills. It just means fill it up a little bit.
That way.
Okay, but that's the pshat lamaisa. That's what you have. That's what we assume. Mali adam krisos because it's totally empty stomach from the perspective of being empty. You have to watch yourself kadesvia. That's what we assume the pshat is. Okay, but the problem is, what are we going to do with the Rambam? Okay, so let's hold on that. Let's hold on that kasha. Okay. Oh, now I want to take this a step further. What is this din about bol arusas of beis chum of all about? Okay. So the Chok Yaakov, who is the biggest achron on Hilchos Pesach. If you look in the page in Shulchan Aruch, it's on the bottom. It's quoted, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chok Yaakov every other page. The Chok Yaakov is Siman Tov Ayin Vav, Sifkot and Vav, quotes the Levush, that it shows that what, you have no patience. You couldn't wait to go to the chuppah with her. So too, you couldn't wait because you're a glutton. You couldn't wait to the Seder to eat the Shmur Matzah. That's what it says. He says it means. Okay. Shows that you're a what? You're a glutton. You're a Baal Gashmius. That's what the Chok Yaakov says, pshat, in the B'Shem B'Levush. Okay. But there's another pshat. The Maram Chalva, Mem Tesem Adav Dirmaskev Yushalmi, says that Bol Arusasa B'Beis Chamov is what? What does it mean? Yirma Mahar Lizman, he's Mizar Lamait. You couldn't wait. So too, you couldn't wait to eat the matzah in the right time. That's the posture, that's the first shot. He says, like, kind of like what we said, you show you're a glutton of Baal Gashmis.
What is it?
He's just saying it's similar to the first shot of the Levush. That's the first shot of the Maram Chal. But then there's another shot, which I want you to get. What does it say? Yehuda, Kala below Bracha, is Asura Labala Kenita. How many Brachas? How many Brachas are there with a Kala?
Seven
Brachas. Listen to this. There are seven Brachas by Matzah. Wow. What are the seven brachas? Three of Kiddush, Borei Pri Adama, Al Achilas Morer is five, Motzi and Al Achilas Matzah seven. Seven brachas are supposed to be recited before you eat the matzah. That's the comparison. Isn't that beautiful? That's the second shot of the Maram Chal. The first shot is also you just quicken the Zman. Very similar to what the Chok Yaakov says, Mishem the Levush.
Hey, what's the... Why,
the seven
brachas, what does that have to do with?
That's the comparison. If you cannot wait to be with your kala in the chuppah, where the seven brachas should have been said, that means you're living with your kala without the seven brachas. So too, you eat the matzah in Erev Pesach. It's like you're eating the matzah without the seven brachas that you had before. You should have had before you ate it.
What are the seven brachas?
The three brachas in Kiddush. Think about it. Brei Pri HaGafen, Brachat Hashem, Mekadosh Yisroel Azmanim, Shechianu. Those are three. Four is Brei Pri Adama. You say on the what? On the Karpas. Five is Al Achilas Mar. You say on the Mar. Six and seven is Amotzei Lechem and Aretz and Al Achilas Matzah. There it is. It's amazing, no?
Pretty cool.
It is very cool. Beautiful shot. Please get it.
Okay. Is it like a stretch that Hadama and Mara count?
Seven brachas in the Seder. There's seven brachas you're supposed to before you. I understand, but they're in that setting. They are seven brachas in that setting. So that's what it means in the setting. You're right. They're not directly said. They're not said on the matzah, but it's in that setting. Okay. So the Rambam says, let's get it. The Rambam says, we'll get to you in a sec, Ariel. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Lucky at Beis, we quoted it, that it's usher to eat matzah erev Pesach and heker lachiloso be'erev. So the Magen Mishnah says, this is the whole day. Some say this is only when chametz starts. The Magen Mishnah says from the Rambam, this is the whole day. And some say the isser is only when the isser of chametz starts. Okay? So let's get the Rambam. The Rambam says that. One second. So says... We'll get to you. The Balamor and the Rosh says the Isser to eat matzah is only mechatzos. And he proves this from Arusa. When is an Arusa? She's mutter to you. She's usher to you, and then she becomes mutter. When is chametz usher? At chatzos. So therefore, the Isser of eating matzah starts at chatzos. Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, you can eat in the morning matzah. And the Ramban argues on the Balamor. He proves from the Yerushalmi this is the whole day. You must get this. The Miri also says this is the whole day. It's a fundamental machlokes Balamor and Rosh. He says this Isser matzah is only from Chatzos. And the Ramban in the Melchamos argues and says the Isser is the whole day. And the Miri says the Isser is the whole day. Mamish. Within the Rambam there are two shittas. Within the Rambam, Agamisha says Mashal Ram, this is the whole day. Some say Lamaisa, the Isser is only from the time the Isser Chametz is. I think the Magen Mishnah is saying in the Ram, this is the whole day. So it's Mamisha Machloikis. Okay, we're going to get to all your kashas. Okay? But the Sefer Oil Moye writes, the Isser is also the night before Erev Pesach. The night before. Because the Zman Bedikah calls her in Arusa.
Who's that?
This is the Shita Oil Moye. And the Ramah I gave you in Siman Tuf Ayin Aleph Siv Beis, thank you Ariel for bringing it. It paskins the Isser the whole day on the 14th. The Chok Yaakov says at night it's mutter, against the Magen Avraham who says only on the 13th it's mutter. Mashu the night of the 14th is Asser. So please get that down. It's an amazing Chiddush. That Lamai said might go even to the night before, according to certain poskim. We don't hold like that, Lamai.
We could say like how we did it last semester, like maybe you could say there's like something like Zriza Makdim, we're gonna be extra, but we don't go the night before.
Maybe it could be. But the bottom line is the Ram says it should be Heker Lachil. And you should eat it the Lila B'Teyavon, says the Miri. So if you filled up your stomach from it on Erev Pesach, you're gonna not have that desire anymore. And that's exactly what Yosef's saying. When it says Mamali Kresa, it didn't mean fully. It can't mean like that. Okay? So this is what I want to get to, and then we'll get to all your three of your questions. Is this an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan? Get it down. Eating the matzah on Erev Pesach, is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So the Sefer HaKoybetz and the Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim and Rabbi Yosef Engel quote the Rokeach. The Rokeach holds it's an issur d'oraisa be'erev tochlu matzahs be'erev. Be'erev, and the Mikrei Kodesh quotes it from the Bahag too as well. Amazing. So there's an amazing collector's item. The Rokeach and the Bahag hold it's an Issa D'Oraisa. And that goes well with the Ravid I quoted to you, that a woman, if you're with your Kala before Nisuin, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. However, the Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim say it can't be. It's an Asmachta. The whole thing is D'Rabbanan. But I will tell you an Afkamina. If you hold this D'Oraisa, it's Dafka Shmura that will be Usher. Because I'm Yotzi at night. According to the Marsha, who asked even Mitzekos of Nachri, because it has Tam Matzah, you'll have to say like the Rambam that it should be, it's a Tekanis Chachamim, that it should be Nikar. If it's the Rice, it's only limited to what, Ben? Shmurim. If it should be Nikar, then it could apply even to what Peteko Shonachri, and it's a whole thing's a din derabanan. And I have to tell you, the Prima Godim says in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Sifka Aleph that the Isser of eating matzah or pesa applies even less than a kezayis. And if you did it and you ate it, we give you makas mardis natan. We give you makas mardis, rabbinic flogging. And that's the Ramah that I gave you in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. What does he quote Yesh Omrim? Just like you have to eat the matzah with an appetite, you have to eat the what? The maror. It's a little bit comical. You have to eat the maror and the charosu with the what? With an appetite. So don't eat the vegetables that are maror is made of on Erev Pesach. Don't eat the charos if you're made of nuts. Don't eat the nuts. Anything it's made of, don't can't eat it. You have to eat it with an appetite. Charos is an appetite I can understand. You see, there's a mitzvah to eat the charosis too. You're supposed to eat it in Shulchan Aruch. You don't eat the charos at the taslat of maror. You eat it during Shulchan Aruch. But you have to eat it with an appetite. So let's get that again. That it's an, if it's an issue, there is only shmura. If it's a tachanas chacham, then minikar, it'll apply even to what? It'll apply even to non-shmura, halacha l'maisa. But I want to say, the shittas that say Nisid Raisa took the comparison very seriously and they learned like the Raifit. Most Yishurim say if your bowl are rusas, it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, eating a match should only be the Rabbanan. If you're going to compare the two, no. But maybe the Raifit holds by the woman is the Raisa. So maybe the match is the Raisa. That's what the Bahag and the what? The Rokeach hold. Because they hold that comparison. You follow me? But if you hold the woman's the Rabbanan, then the match should only be the Rabbanan. Okay, we had three kashas. Let's start with Jake.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You could just repeat all the seven brachos that we say.
Yes, no problem. Think about it, the Kiddush, the Seder.
Yeah,
you say three at Kiddush.
Yeah.
You say Breper HaGafen, Mekat Yisrael Basmanim, and Shechianim. That's three.
Yeah.
Then you say Breper Adama on the Karpas.
Yeah.
Then you say Alachilis Mar on the Marer. Then you say Motzi Lach Maratz and Alachilis Matzah on the Matzah. What'd you say? That's a good kasha.
Listen to the bracha on Magid.
That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha.
Not before Rabbi, but not before Afi Komen.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to tell you. Let's assume Afi Komen is a slot,
Rabbi,
okay?
You say instead of Mara, the bracha on Magid.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you say?
The bracha on Magid.
The second.
What, Gal Yisrael?
Yeah, Gal Yisrael.
Okay, that's true also.
Also there's more than one Hagah.
That's true, Gal Yisrael. And you could say either Afi Komen is a slot, or you could say Gal Yisrael. Everyone's thinking good. Excellent.
There's also more than one Hagafen that you
mean. Oh, you mean by the second coast, you mean?
Yeah. Say Berk Hagafen and
Paul. You mean you're saying that should be eight then, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean it should be eight, you mean?
Yeah, now we're
I mean you're saying the second one. The three of Kiddush.
What
you're saying it's eight? The three of Kiddush, Brepri Adama, Gal Yisroel. Let's stick with the eating things, okay? Let's stick with the eating things. You're saying they're drinking, right? So you're saying the Gal Yisrael is a bracha more. You're saying the Brei Pri Agav is more on Magid. That's why I don't think you count it. Let's focus only on the eating. So if you have it on the eating, you have seven. But it's on the Kiddush. It's on the Yontif. It's on the Kiddush. It's on the Kiddush. It's a good kasha. Everyone's asking good. So the seven brachas, let's say if you stick to food, are the three on the Kiddush, the Brei Pri Adama, the Achilas Marah, Achilas Matzah, Motzeh. So you don't count Gal Yisrael, you don't count the Kosheni. Kosheni is not Kiddush. You follow me? That's more Magid. Just like you don't count Gal Yisrael, you don't count Brei Pri Agafen. That's what you'll have to say. Excellent. Yosef, go ahead.
Never mind.
Okay, go ahead, Ariel. What do you say?
I'm just wondering, in the Ramah, did it say that... That you have to stop eating by Akatsa when it comes to Sukkos, like at night?
No.
It's just saying that you have to stop eating by Akatsa.
You have to stop eating by Akatsa's Erev Sukkos, which we're going to get to. Okay.
Right.
No, it doesn't end it there, I don't believe. Yeah. No, you don't. I don't think so. There's no din of Afi Komen.
No,
that's a special din by Pesach.
That you have to stop eating by a certain time. No,
no, that was Chatzos of Erev. That was Chatzos of Erev Sukkos, not on Sukkos night. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I remember Lele Chatzos. Something about
no, Chatzos. No. The Lashon. You look up the Lashon. You get the Lashon for me. What simon was it?
Tough Lamed.
Tough Reish Lamed Tes.
Yeah.
Tough Reish Lamed Tes.
He does say.
You have to wait till it's Lila. You have to wait till it's Lila.
Okay.
The Yochel Kodom Chatzos Lila. There it is. That's your phrase. He says you should eat. You're right. He does say it.
So maybe that's what he does say.
The Rama says you should eat it before Chatzos too by Sukkot.
So could it be that that's what the Rama is saying is kedin akilas matzah that you have to eat?
No, no. But then he says later on.
I know he does, but
lo yochol biyo mechatzos ve'elach. That's talking erev kedesh yochol b'sukkot lo tiyava du midachlis. That's definitely going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely going on there.
I was hoping to kind of
finish. No, but it's a good. It's definitely going on there. Definitely going on when we get to that. Okay. All right, everyone. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin.
Figured out the count.
Go ahead.
It doesn't include Marim. You have the three by Kiddush.
Yes.
Then you have one by Karbas.
Yes.
Then you have one for washing.
Yes.
Then you have a motzi and a filas matzah.
And that's only sticking to the bread.
And that doesn't include Marim. Okay. And that's all before.
But you are counting the Karbas, though.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't, you know what I mean? Let's stick with what we said the way we said it, okay? Because according to you, you're putting in the karpas. Okay. Well, good. Everyone's thinking good. We're still left with Benj's kasha. According to the Rambam, how did he read the Mishnah? The Vilna Gaon says, according to the Rambam, it's got to be unique. Everything's usher to eat. So how did he learn the Mishnah? According to the Rambam. So I would say like this. I mean, it's very difficult, Benj, but maybe you could say... I don't know. Even if you say the issues from the time of chametz is before 3 o'clock, okay. So we got to think about this Rambam Lamaisa more. We're going to think about it more. But this leads us to the following.
Hey, Rebbe?
Yes, go ahead.
Back to the lumdis. Is there a chametz? Is it the rabbanon or the raisa? What?
No, the issur of eating matzah and erev Pesach.
Is there eating
matzah and erev Pesach? Is it the rabbanon or the raisa?
If you hold it the raisa, it's like
that's limited only to shmurim.
Meaning
regular matzah. Shmura matzah. Yeah. Not regular matzah, that's not shmura. Not shmura, only shmura. There's non-shmura matzah and shmura. Only shmura would be asr.
That's like, we said like the raivin?
If it's the raisa. That would fit in with the raivin. Because it has to be something you be yotza with at night. It's exerz akasa. The erev tochlu matzahs. Don't eat it before erev. But that's only shmura. Right? But if you hold it the rabbanan, it would be asr all things. Okay? It would answer all things. Yes, matzah shira, cooked things, everything would be considered a problem. B'tzeka shel nachri would be a problem, halacha lemaisa. Okay?
We're saying that, but there's like a hekesh between, if you hold the rabbanon by a resisa.
Then the matzah is going to be the rabbanon. Kola ocho matzah, kilu bol or resasa. So whatever you say about the woman, you're going to say about matzah. Correct.
So if you...
Meaning so most Rishonim say by the woman it's the Rabbanan, so matzah will be the Rabbanan. But the Ravid says by the woman it's the Raisa, that fits in with the Rokeach and the Bahag that holds the Raisa. Correct. That's our Chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? All right, we got it? All right, we're still left with this Kasha and the Rambam. So let's continue now. Let's see if we can try to solve it. The Maharal asks, Lamaisa, and let's get this. The Maharal asks, in the Gvuras Hashem, why is Erev Pesach also to eat matzah? Why did they ask her on Erev Sukkot too as well? Do you know you have to eat a kezias on Sukkot? It's not just Erev Pesach, Jake. You have to eat an Erev Sukkot, you have to eat a kezias. So you know what the answer I would have said? What's the answer? That in Sukkot, there's no mitzvah to eat pas. The mitzvah is eat the pas in the sukkah. Therefore, it's not shayach to ask her an Erev Sukkot, achila, chutz l'sukkah. Because the mitzvah is at night to eat in the sukkah. So what are you going to say? Don't eat it in Erev Sukkot outside the sukkah. You can't talk about the sukkah on Erev Sukkot. The whole thing is not shayach. That's what I would have said. Okay? But the Maharal gave a different terence, which I want you to get. And he said that matzah was usher when chametz is usher. It's like the arusa. Erev Sukkot, there's no arusa. Therefore, there's no isser at all. And that's like the Baal Amor. The isser is only from chatzos.
That's the
Maharal
or the
Maharal? That's what the Maharal gives that answer.
Can we say that again?
Yeah, he says only by matzah is there an isser from Chatzos Veilich, like an Arusa. By Sukkot, there's no isser, there's no Arusa there. Therefore, there's no isser at all. And therefore, that's the Baal Amor Shita. The isser is only from Chatzos. According to the Rambam, the isser is the whole day. The Kasha comes back. Why is there a din on Pesach Lamaisa and not on Sukkot? According to Rambam, it's usher the whole day. See, if you usher it only in half the day, that's because there's an Isser. of chametz. By Sukkot, there's no Isser. There's no Arusim. So that's why on Pesach, there's an Isser of Pesach, but not on Erev Sukkot. But if you hold like the Rambam, the Isser is the whole day. So then what's the difference between Pesach and Sukkot? So the Shlach points out that the Gemara later on, Kuf Chesem and Aleph, says that Rav Sheish is fast on Erev Pesach, eat the matzah at Lateyavim. Why didn't he also fast binge on Erev Sukkot? What's the answer? Because on Sukkot you can eat all types of things. You can eat pasta that has spiced in other foods. So there's no concern that you're not going to eat it Lateyavim. There's no concern you're not going to eat it Lateyavim. On Sukkot you can eat any type of thing. On Pesach you can't eat everything. Chametz is usher. You're limited to what you're going to eat. You're limited to what you're going to eat. So therefore, Lamaisa, you know what? There's a requirement to fast. There's a requirement to fast. So according to the Shlach, Lamaisa, the Shlach says on Sukkot, the reason why Rav Sheish is fasting on Erev Pesach is because he wanted to eat the matzah l'teyavon. Why didn't he fast on Erev Sukkot? Because in Sukkot you can eat, there's no limitation on what you can eat. There's no limitation on what you can eat. On Pesach you get very nervous because why you can't eat much. So maybe you're going to try to stuff it in the morning and have as much chametz as you can. Therefore, he said he better fast. You know what I'm saying? There's no svara like that on Sukkot. You can eat anything you want on Sukkot. There's no concern you're going to stuff everything in there of Sukkot. So that's an interesting chiddush, Lomaisa. But I have to tell you, the Tosfos in Sukkot quotes Yerushalmi, that's mistapek. Did they make an isser in there of Sukkot not deep in a mincha l'mayla? Did they make? Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and Chavzayin about in Sukkot, Rimasko Tashru. Quotes Yerushalmi as a sovereign Erev Sukkot, did they make it to kind of not eat min a mincha l'mayla, like an Erev Pesach? He's not sure. And that's exactly what I just pointed out to you, Ariel, in the Ramah. What does the Ramah say in Tuf Reish Lama Tes Sif Aleph, which is a Pella? On Erev Sukkot, when do you have to stop eating? Shmuel, Erev Sukkot, when do you have to stop eating? When do you have to stop eating? At Chatzos, midday, at noon. At noon. Why is that a Pella, says the Chok Yaakov. Let's get it down. Why is that a Pella? Because the whole marker is by Erev Pesach, and that's Issos or when? At 3 o'clock. Yeah. Now you're giving me more Machmer on Sukkot at Tzechatzos? It's a Pella, Chok Yaakov asks. Magen Avraham asks, and the Chok Yaakov asks. Magen Avraham is a Simon Tuf Reish Lamates, and the Chok Yaakov is a Simon Tuf Ayin Aleph asks on this Ramah, quotes to Ma'aril. It's Mamish a Pella. How could Erev Sukkot be more Usser than Erev Pesach? Mamish a Pella. But the bottom line is that what? As the Ramah writes, you have to be careful. He says, come over Erev Pesach. And the Shlach says, Erev Sukkot is not what? Doma l'Erev Pesach. So he doesn't know what the Ramah is coming from at all. Where's the Ramah coming from? The Shlach says. Erev Pesach is fundamentally different than Erev Sukkot. So why does he compare the two together? No, not only that, when he compares the two together, it's not matching the times. Right. So it's a Peladik Ramah. Yes?
Not only that, on Sukkot, you don't admit to eat a certain shear. Need to eat
a kebaya. No, Sukkot, you have to eat a kebaya.
Right, but on Pesach, you have to eat much more.
Yeah, but you also have to eat both of them have shear. The Ron says in Sukkot, you have to eat a shear in the Sukkot. You have to eat a kebaya. Yes. There is a shear how much you have to eat in the Sukkot. So there is that modelization, but I do have to note to you what Ariel said, which I didn't notice. He says you should finish before Chatzos, just like we finished Afikoma before Chatzos. I never realized this din. By matzah, you have to eat before Chatzos, so too by Sukkah. It's amazing. You should finish your meal before Chatzos and Sukkot as well. Amazing. No?
Can I bring an idea?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it possible because it says Kedin, what is it, Achilas Matzah or whatever it is?
It says Dumya depend Achilas Matzah.
So maybe because it's Dumya, similar, it doesn't have to be at 3 exactly. It could be different in that, and really Sukkot does have a different spark for Chatzos.
I understand, but to say it's more machmir though, it's a Pella.
It's also possible.
Erev, it's more machmir, and then you have this din of eating before Chatzos, which is
but
a Pella.
It's possible that it's actually less machmir because chances are there's a lot more things to eat outside of.
I understand, but the span of time it's more machmir. He says you can't eat after Chatzos. No, and you want to model it after that. Now I want you to know it's not makif. If you didn't eat before Chatzos, you could still do it by the Seder, and you could still do it also by what? You can still do it by Sukkos. But there is this comparison. But you're asking good. I want you to get this down. This kasha is amazing kasha. But we're still hanging with the Rambam. But we're not giving up, Bench. We're not giving up. But I want you to get this, please. Okay, this comparison is amazing comparison. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? All right. Now this brings us now to the Tosis answer. What was Tosis answer? What's the topic of our Mishnah?
Ashira.
Matzah Ashira. Exactly. Matzah Ashira. And therefore, mini targima, yarakos, and basa, you can eat the whole day, no problem, even after three. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Vavolach Yedbez, in the Perek Mishnayas 2, in the Bartanura, you're not allowed to fill your stomach with vegetables and meat. You're not allowed to. There it is. We found it. We finally found it, thank God. Baruch Hashem. That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon says in the Maharal. That the Rambam says, our Mishnah is talking about mini targima. You can eat mini targima up till three, but then you got to stop. I, Benji, you asked me the Gemara. Doesn't Tosfos quote the Gemara? It doesn't say about Metalba mini targima? That's just a little bit. That's just a little bit, says the Maram Chalifa. Meaning you could stuff your face. I shouldn't use that phrase, right? You can eat a lot, right? You can eat a lot of meat, right? We shouldn't say that lashon. You know, it's not a, you want to be, you know, like a mensch. So, you shouldn't eat a lot. You can eat a lot of basar and yarakos till three. After three, Bench, a little bit only. So the Rambam, we found it, Baruch Hashem, to make a kiddush. We've answered it. The Rambam says the Mishnah's mini targima. Amazing now. If we were writing our own Perish Mishnayas, if we were writing our own Perish like Art Scroll, Lo Yochel Adam Tzomach Mincha, what would I say? Four answers. What's this topic? Tosa says Matzah Shira. The Miri says it's Beseko Shel Nachri. Yes? What does the Tosa Rid say? Even Shmura Matzah, right? Shmura Matzah, you can eat until three. Yes? And what does the Rambam say? Mini Targima. But the Gemara says you can eat Mini Targima after three. Only a little. What the Mishnah meant is a lot of what? Don't fill your belly with what? With butter and vegetables. It's amazing, no? So now we have four answers. Amazing.
Just to clarify. So
yes.
According to the Rambam / the Bartanura,
yes.
/ the Vilna Gaon,
yes.
The Mishnah says you can't have a lot of mini targima, but a little bit is okay.
Yes.
And that's what
you can't have a lot. You can have a lot till three. Okay. After three, you can have a little bit.
Everyone agrees after three, you can't have anything.
No. What does it say? Lo yochol ad sheyes at lo yochol ad shetechsha. What is lo yochol? Don't eat a lot of it after three. Before three, you can eat a lot of it, but you can eat a little bit of it. They're teaching the Mishnah lo yochol means a lot of it. That's what lo yochol means.
Okay, fine.
Okay? Lo yochol means it'll fill up your belly. Even though you're right, that's not the push-up shot. Lo yochol means you think it means anything. Yes, Yosef.
No, it's bothering me how that. Read that. Lo
Yochel
seems pretty.
You're right, but I want you. This is two examples he gave to you today. And sure, that you got. Sometimes you got to read a little davdafka. You got to read a little, and it happens to be talking about the same phrase. Malale kreso, we said, didn't mean fully up to your gills, and here Lo Yochel means what? Lo Yochel means you shouldn't eat a lot of it. So it's a similar type concept. Interesting. Okay, good.
Evan?
Yes, go ahead.
How does Rambam? So the Rambam is just Docha Tosfos Peshat, that it doesn't mean Matzah Shira.
Correct. Because what did the Rambam say? You can't eat any type of matzah near Pesach. You can't eat matzah bride cooked, the whole deal. Any type of matzah you can't eat. So that's why he had to stand on his head and say, Tzom Minit Targim. It's amazing, no? This is how you guys learn with Tziata Deshmaya. You're learning up to the longest. Shat in the Mishnah. Ariel, you got this?
I got it.
Yes.
The Rambam, he learns that out, that all matzahs are sir from,
yes.
from the Yerushalmi?
Yeah, he learns everything is usher, correct. I don't know if he learns it from the Yerushalmi, but he has the lashon, it has to be nikkar. It's got to be nikkar. That's the way he learns it. Could be he learns it from the Yerushalmi.
He doesn't give a
makar? He doesn't say what the makar, never gives makaris. The Ram never gives makaris. That's why the Nosei Caleb give mar makaris. The Makid Mishnah, the Keset Mishnah. It's a question why he didn't do it. I don't think, I might, what do I know? But I thought always the Rambam wanted this as a handbook, the Yad HaZakah. He didn't want it, it was a handbook, so he didn't necessarily, he wanted everyone to follow the halacha. So he just said, this is the handbook of Torah. You know what I mean? He didn't want to give the Mar Makamis because he didn't want it to take away from that. But the Magen Mishnah, they always give Mar Makamis for the Rambam. Yes?
When you say he wanted it to be a handbook, does that mean he didn't want to Pasian?
No. He did. He said, this is all you need. When I mean by a handbook, this is the practical guide.
If he says that's all you need, then...
That's all you need. He said, this is the halacha. This is the halacha.
Kind of like throwing out.
No, he got it from Shas. He got it from Shas. But he didn't want it. He just wanted it to be a handbook that just read the halacha so you'll be able to follow. Of course, in Beis Medrash, you got to learn what the Marma comes. He wanted you to do that. Yeah, I mean, that's what he wanted you to do. He thought it would take away from that. He wanted it to be a handbook, a practical guide. Okay?
Didn't the Rambam say that the Mishnah Torah would be the new Gemara?
No, he didn't say that. All he said, Binyam, is all you need is a Tanakh and the Rambam. He never said it's a replacement. Chas v'shalom. He just said it's a practical guide. That's all you need. Okay? There are those who have suggested that. I'm glad you formulated like that. That's not what he meant to say. Okay? All right, very good. Go ahead.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Rabbi mentioned about eating, I believe, meaning Targima, from the third hour.
From the ninth, from 3 o'clock.
From 3 o'clock, which is the
ninth hour.
That's the ninth hour.
Yes.
Fine. Meaning that's when you can eat when he holds a guest star?
No. 3 o'clock is Mincha Ketana, right? Mincha Ketana. That time is getting too close to the Seder, right, at night. So you don't want to eat a lot. You can eat a little bit, not a lot.
Oh, so he's saying Lo Yocha means you could eat a little bit?
Yes. The way you should translate is don't eat a lot of it.
Don't eat a lot of it.
A little bit you could eat. Okay? So that's how we built it up. Everyone was patient. Remember I said? We got to be waiting. So we finally got to it. Okay. Let's finish up this Mahalach. Okay, please get it. The Vilna Gaon in Siman Tov Mem Daled Sharatzion quotes, it's amazing, and this is what you just brought up, Sam. Now, according to Ram, all types of matzah are usher to eat. Matzah Asher, matzah cooked. According to Tyson, the Rosh, you know what the Mishnah Berurah says? You can eat matzah bright. Please get that down. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov, Ayin Al Sifkan Chaf, you can eat matzah bright, because you're not yotze with matzah bry at the Seder. That's the litmus test. If I could be yotze this with the Seder, could I eat it? No. Matzah bry can't be yotze at the Seder, so why can't I not eat it? That's according to the Rosh and Tysus. Tysus and the Rosh. But not according to our Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's a problem. However, there's an amazing Ma'aral that I want you to get that really splits hairs, and I want you to get it. It says an amazing Kiddush, Jake. Let's get it. The Ma'aral says... In the Gvuras Hashem, the beginning of Pirk Mem Ches and Avdi Nezer, Simon Tov, Shinai and Zayin Sifkon Gimel. You know the Avdi Nezer is a Sukkot Shavu Rebbe. Yimamish do call it Roku. He says it's Asadit Matzah Shir Ner of Pesach. But you know what he says? I want you to know something, he says. If you ate it the Seder, you'd be Yotze, one of the two components. You hear that, Aryeh? If you ate Matzah Shira at the Seder, you'd be Yotze? Yes. One of the two components. Which component? Be'er of Tochlu Matzis. What's the second component you wouldn't fulfill? Lechem Oni. Guys, get this down. Wow. Two elements. There's two elements, guys. One element is Be'er of... This one's bad. I brought four. Be'er of Tochlu Matzis. Right? Be'er of Tochlu Matzis is one. Number two is what? Lechem Oni. Matzah Shira, he says you're Yotze. Wow. Lechem Oni, you would not be Yotze with what? With Matzah Shira. Lo Yotze the Matzah Shira, because it's rich man's bread. That's an amazing Kiddush. Normally we say forget about it. Matzah Shira is done for the Seder's bad. He wants to say not that way. He says it's also eat shmur matzah ner Pesach, not because you're not yotze anything. You are yotze number one, because you're not yotze what? You're not yotze lechem oni. So he says since you're yotze number one, you can't eat shmur matzah. You can't eat what? Matzah shira, rich man's bread, all of erev Pesach. And someone who only has matzah shira, let's say you're in a place where you only have matzah shira, what are you going to do? What should you do with the Seder according to this? What would you say? If the only matzah you had was matzah shira, what would you do? Eat it. At least you fulfill number one. Please get that down. That was a big chiddush to me. I thought you wouldn't be yotze at all. He says you would be yotze something. Okay? You'd be yotze something. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
I have two kashas.
Go ahead.
One is, what happens if a poor person has lachamoni?
No problem, because everyone's considered to be like, you know, zechel cheiris.
Okay.
No problem.
And the second one is me.
And that's the model. I mean, I obviously feel terrible for the guy that he's an ani.
But I'm saying an ani has only matzah shira, which means that he technically has rich person's bread. But
so he'll fulfill Berav Tochlu Matzahs, but he won't fulfill the din of lechemoni.
Okay.
No, lechemoni is referring to the chefsa, the structure of it. Fine. You know what I mean? It's not referring to your own personal financial state. I'm glad you asked me that. It's referring to the chefs of the matzah. You know, it's not cooked up. It's not, you know, shemen and dvash. You know, it's regular bread. Regular matzah. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the Avnei Nezer and everyone counters Avnei Nezer, because if you don't have both components, then maybe you're not yotzei at all.
Yeah, that's the standard shot, that the whole thing goes up in smoke.
Right, okay.
That you get nothing in. You're right.
Okay.
In other words, you're asking, everyone's making great nakudas. You're making a tremendous nakuda. Basically, what Ariel is basically saying to me, he's saying, Rebbe, maybe these two things are inextricably linked. Why divide them? Maybe Berav Tochlu Matzahs is inextricably linked to Lechemoni. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're right. That's what I would have said. That's what many poskim say too. He's Mechadis, you could split them. Okay? The Avnei Nezer.
Okay.
Pashup Shad is like what you're saying, that you can't split them. In other words, Berav Tochlu Matzahs is Lechemoni. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, and let's conclude with this Tosfos, with the different versions of Rabbeinu Tam. What did our Tosfos say? Historically, that what did Rabbeinu Tam do? He actually ate Matzah Shira Erev Pesach. If you look in the Rosh in Siman Aleph, he says it was Erev Pesach, Jake, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You know, that's a big problem. When Shabbos comes out here, what are you going to do with Shal Shudas?
That's this year.
That's this year? Okay, great. So what do we do? That's wonderful. So what are we going to do? So you know what? You get up early, you dive in real quick. Well, that's what we're doing now for COVID as it is, right? So you have a meal, then you walk around the block and you have Shal Shudas. Isn't Shal Shudas supposed to be after Chatzos or after you, the Zman of Mincha? What are you going to do? You have no choice here. So you come back, you have another meal. That was what Rabbeinu Tam did. That's what the Rush quotes. Please get it down.
Can Rabbi repeat that?
Yes, he says when Rabbeinu Tam did that, it was Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, that he made Shalashidus with Matzah Shira. That's what a lot of people do. You have your whole house is clean and everything. You want to bring bread in. So you have egg matzahs, or you have Matzah Shira. Okay. That's the Rush's version of Rabbeinu Tam. Number two, the Smak in Mitzvah Reishud Tes. Says Rabbeinu Tam did this every Erev Pesach he would do this. He would eat Matzah Shira. Every single Erev Pesach. Not just Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos. That's the simplest reading of our Tosfos. Tosfos didn't say anything that it was only Erev Pesach, Shalios B'Shabbos, right? He didn't say it was Erev Shabbos. I mean, sorry, he didn't say Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So I think the simplest reading of our Tosfos, like the Smak. So I looked up Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, the Lamed Hamed Beis. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam had this heter all the time because you cannot be yotze at the Seder with it, with Matzah Shira. Look at Tosfos Lamed Hei Amav Ezer Masku Umi. If you look at the middle of the Tosfos there, he quotes that Rabbeinu Tam would do this every Erev Pesach when he had Matzah Shira. Because no problem, you can't be yotze with it at the Seder. Lo and behold, this is the third Ramah I had you quote today. Remember how we had looked up all three? Thank you, Ariel, for bringing it. Tuf Mem Dalet, lo and behold, what does the Ramah say? Don't touch Matzah Shira near Pesach. Against the Hanhag of Rabbeinu Tam. Wow. He says, don't touch it. Tuf Mem Dalet, he says, don't touch it. Oh, Hagah Ubedinus Elu Ein Noagin Lecho Matzah Shira. There it is. Kilakamatsim Tuf Salabez, Zudal, Yikayim Sulishulish Bemini Paris. Half Shal Shudis with fruit, or bus, or meat, Vidogmer fish. Wow. So Ramah doesn't hold like this on Hagi Bichlal. Yes? So So these are the different. This is the pshat lamais. This is how you learn up the taisis, guys. Okay. So it turns out there are four different sheetahs in Rishonim. What the topic is, and it's a tremendous chiddush that comes out. It really comes out to be a tremendous chiddush in learning up the Mishnah. Okay. Let's start the next taisis. We got time. Okay. We got time, Baruch Hashem. Let's start the next taisis, and then we continue. Okay, Arya, you're doing a great job. Yes, Sam, real quick. Yes.
What was his
chiddush? His chiddush is that if you are not allowed, he says that you are not allowed to eat, like the Rambam, any matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Okay. Why? Because if you ate it at night, you would be yotzei. What? But it's rich man's bread. You'd be yotzei number one. The mandate of the Erev Tochel Matzahs. Because you eat it as matzah, but you're not yotzei lechem only. He says there are two components in the midst of eating matzah, the Seder. The Erev Tochel Matzahs and lechem only. And eating matzah shu will get one in it, but not two. So if it gets one in, then I can't eat it at all Erev Pesach. Now, I would have said, like Ariel, that he said, you're not yotzei anything. Exactly. You're not yotzei anything. That if you eat, if you would have eaten matzah shir at the Seder, you're not yotzei one or two, because they're one and two are together. So if you're not yotzei anything, Lamaisa, if you're not yotzei anything, then you should be able to what? You should be able to eat it in Erev Pesach. Right? Remember we said, if you are yotzei with it on the night, so you can't eat it in Erev Pesach. But if you're not going to be yotzei at night, then eat it in Erev Pesach.
Why not yotzei lechem only?
Because it has to have poor man's bread. With matzah shir, it's rich man's bread.
Well, why not? If we're saying that he holds like the Rambam, we're saying all matzah, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he's matzah shmur.
So he's being mazber the Rambam. Why matzah shir is also near Pesach? Because if you did eat matzah shira, you would be yotzei at least one element, not the second one.
But what about regular? Like what about matzah shmur?
Matzah shmur for sure is going to be also, because you're yotzei at night.
But that's not
matzah shmur is poor man's bread, but it's shmur. Garbage. It's poor man's bread, but it's garbage.
So you would say elements?
Yeah, you'd be yotze both, of course. Shmura, that's regular matzah lechem, regular matzah lechem only. Excellent. Very good. Okay, let's start the next choices, and we'll continue it tomorrow, but Hashem in the middle. Go ahead, Ari, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, let's look inside, guys. Go ahead. What is Vim Tomar?
Kasia.
Go ahead. Now the Marsha quoted that Gemara in the previous Tosis, right? It's in the very next Tosis. Go ahead. Make sure you just eat the afikoma with shmura matzah. We're assuming that's the slot. And as we said to Yosef, it doesn't mean really, you know, fully to the gills, right? Go ahead. It's a pella. Here we ask her to eat an Erev Pesach, and during the Seder, you can what? You can fill up your whole belly with it.
Sure.
What's going on? It's mamash shtira. You're worried about we're eating it with te'avon? So why do you allow the guy to eat it in the Seder before him? He's chomping on all the stuff, the whole Shulchan Aruch, the whole meal. It's mamash pella. That's Tosis Kasha. Go ahead. There it is, Yosef. During that suda, a person is careful. He will not eat to his heart's desire, nor eat the matzah l'teyama. So mamalik grace doesn't mean fully. Aval. But Erev Pesach, you stuff yourself, right? We didn't say your face, right? We said you stuff yourself, right? You stuff yourself, right? Maybe that's also not a good lashon. You fill yourself up really a lot, and you think, by the time I get to the evening, it'll be fine. I'll be hungry again. No way. You're not going to be careful. Go ahead, Vesavar. Yeah, by the time night comes, we'll be hungry. That's not going to happen, though. Go ahead. Oh, on the contrary. You're going to be more satiated. Because why? The more the food sets, right? You know how you get like tired after a big meal? Right? The more time sets, you get fuller, right? That's why you shouldn't eat fast. That's what, my family's been telling you this for many years. You eat fast, I'm like, oh, I'm still starving. Eat six hamburgers in 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Well, if you ate slowly and you let it get to your brain, then you'll realize that you're full. And I've seen that. I've seen that, and that's why I've been eating slower now. You get fuller much because the brain is told by the stomach, right? But if you eat fast, by the time you know, I ate six hamburgers, I'm still starving. You know what I mean? I mean, are you kidding me? So that's exactly what the Gemara says. He's Baruch HaMichel B'Ma'ah. It says that what the food gets what blessed. The more it gets in there, it gets settled in there. Excellent. So that's Tosis' answer. So what was Tosis' kasha? We're worried about eating an Erev Pesach. And what's the answer? We let you fill up your stomach when? On the Seder. What's going on? What's the answer? In the Seder, you're in the setting of the meal, you're going to watch yourself. Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach, you're not going to watch yourself. You eat so much, you think you'll be hungry by the evening, you're not going to end up hungry. Okay? Let's continue this now, guys. Let's get it. Maybe we can even finish the Taisis and then we'll daven mincha. Okay? And then that'll set up for a whole topic tomorrow of Tosefet Shabbos, Tosefet Yom Tov. Okay, the next Taisis. But let's try to finish it. Go ahead. Guys, follow this now. Go ahead, Aryeh.
Aryeh.
Oh. Okay, so let's get this. What does Rava say later on? On Kuf Zion and Beis. You guys tell me. What does Chamir Garir mean? Wine generates the appetite. It leads you on. It drags the appetite. So are you allowed to drink wine after Mincha? Yes. Why are you allowed to drink wine after Mincha? That you daven in Erev Pesach?
It makes you hungry.
It makes you hungry. You want to eat the matzah l'tevel. Now what happens if it would be soid? What's soid? It fortifies you. If it would fortify you, then it would be usher to drink samach lemincha, just like it's usher to eat. And therefore, if you would say that wine also fortifies, are you allowed to drink multiple cups of wine between the Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni? Yes, you are. If it would fortify, then how could you what? How could you be allowed to drink that? How could you be allowed to drink that? Why are you mutter to drink between the Rishon and the Sheni of the Arba Kosos? The matzah you eat only after the shtiyah kosher will be totally full. You have to eat a l'tayavon. So it must be that what does wine do? What does wine do? It doesn't fortify, it just is go rare. It does not fortify, it just is go rare. What are the two proofs? Number one, you wouldn't be able to drink it after what? Samach l'mincha, right Benji? What's number two proof? You shouldn't be able to drink multiple kosher between the what? Between the Rishon and the Sheni, yes? Because
okay.
it would fortify you and it would take away from the Teavon mandate. So you see from the Gemara, so what does Tosis ask? Go ahead. No, so Tosis is asking on the Raya. Afagad the Osasuda what? Period. Afagad the Osasuda Nizim Lechosova. What does that mean? Didn't we just say that in the same setting of a meal, a person is careful? So if a person is careful, then what? There's no raya from the fact that you can what?
Right.
The Gemara brings a raya and says that since wine is only gorer and does not fortify Ariel, right? The fact that you can drink between the two kosos. Yes? Yeah?
Yeah, no.
And therefore, that shows that it only is gorer, it doesn't fortify. What are you talking about? What kind of raya is that? We just said in the setting of a meal, people are careful. So if people are careful, so if you're nizr melecho sovo, so what kind of raya is it? It's mutter to drink wine between the first and second. That shows it's what? It's gorer. Why does that show it's gorer? And therefore, it should be mutter samach lemincha. Why does that show it's gorer? The fact you're drinking cups of wine is because people can control themselves at the meal. So since people can control themselves at the meal, yes, we're not worried about it. So that's not a proof. That's not a proof. That's Tosis Kasha. That's Tosis Kasha. You follow me? Tosis Kasha is a great Kasha. What kind of proof is this from Rava? We just got through saying that in the middle of a meal, a person's careful. So what's his answer? Go ahead. Shtiyah, it's impossible to be careful. It goes out the window. And therefore, the fact that it's mutter to drink shows you slam dunk that what? That it means gorer. And it doesn't mean fortify. Otherwise, we wouldn't allow you to drink the first and second. Jake, you follow me? That's the Raya. What's the second Raya? Inami. What's the second Terence?
Inami mi ben rishon l'sheni diga gadat the halal dai fidami l'sudafaras.
Wow. What's the second Terence? Between the first and second coast, it's like there's a, you're saying the Haggadah. And you say Hallel, at least the first part of Hallel. So it's like a different Suda. So a person's not careful from one Suda to the next. And the fact that we allow drinking wine shows to you that it only what? It's only Gorer and it doesn't fortify. You can't tell me the theory, it's at the same setting in the meal. It's not the same meal. That's a very big Kiddush to me because... Because why? You guys tell me one halacha that bothers you with that. Tell me one halacha that bothers you with that. You know, you say you don't, do you bench? You don't bench. Do you say a bracha achrona? After Kiddush, do you say a bracha achrona before you do Magid? No. You view it as all one meal. Do you know the Brei Pri Adama that you say at a Karpas you also have in mind for Kazayas? We view it as all one thing. No? But Taisa says no, we view it as like two different sudas in a sense. And therefore, at least Tosus must mean for this theory of controlling yourself, you're not going to control yourself because we view it as like two different seudas. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, the raya comes back that wine is gorer and it's not what? It does not fortify. It's gorer and not mesed soy. Yes, Binyamin. Go ahead.
In the context of saying that, as a proof that that wine is not fortifying. We say that you wouldn't have a second cup, but we can. Would we be able to expand that saying that you wouldn't be able to even have more than a mali lukma?
No.
Meaning that
no, because you're supposed to have rov revis. You're supposed to drink the whole thing, ideally.
Lukma, which is rov revis.
I understand, but you're supposed to drink the whole cup, lechachilu. That's what we
right,
assume.
So exactly, by the fact that it's that lechachilu, you're supposed to drink the whole cup.
No, but that's
so
part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. We're talking about drinking another cup. That's what you have to say.
No.
Okay, very good, guys. Please, chazar over. Have a wonderful day. If you want to come, we're having a Chabura 5:45 Biz Hashem. Tomorrow we go Vayter, okay? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we should do Chumash. A little bit of Chumash, the Parsha, right? From 9 to 9:15, then we'll do the end of Shir as well.
Hi, sir.
Okay?